there are a number of reasons why I find them fascinating. Trying to understand their behavior, trying to understand how snakes react with people, and the fascination with how snakes help humans through the use of their venom, from the point of view of research and coming up with drugs, of which there are a number that have been in circulation now for decades.
Mm. And the media, guilty as charged, we often get people a little bit riled up and worried and scared about snakes. They're often seen as aggressive and deadly. What's wrong with this perception?
Because it's wrong. That's the simple answer. I think the better word to use is respect. So if you can instill that through whatever means, whether it's media or personal experience, etc., in younger people, so they grow up understanding and respecting these animals rather than fearful, then it'll be better for everyone.
And the word aggressive is an interesting choice because it's our perception of aggression, isn't it? It's not necessarily a snake's intention to be aggressive.
Certainly, and that's why I use the word intent, because they don't intend to attack us. They would much prefer to retreat and get away from what they see as an aggressor, which is a large animal like a human.
Quite surprising to look at the stats today in terms of how many injuries and fatalities there are with snakes. A lot more people are getting injured from horses.
Yeah, the most reliable statistics in regard to snake bite in Australia are around about 1,100 to 1,200 a year, of which somewhere between 2 to 4 people succumb to the bite each year, mostly from brown snakes.
Right. Mm. Why is it that people die when they have been bitten?
Because they haven't realised the severity of the bite, particularly from brown snakes. And as we went through with the slides, they either did no first aid or ignored the bite or delayed the first aid or delayed getting to hospital. And that's a guarantee that you're less likely to survive a bite, because in Australia, irrespective of the size of the snake, if there's any thought that it might be venomous, given that most of our snakes are venomous, the bite cannot be ignored. The person has to do first aid, or someone does it to them, and an ambulance is called so they can be retrieved to hospital.
And it's all about compression and trying to avoid moving as much as possible when it comes to addressing a bite.
Yeah, what's been found in more recent years is that immobilisation of the bitten limb as well as the person is the more important aspect of the first aid. It doesn't say that you shouldn't apply a pressure bandage. That's still believed to be effective, provided it's done in the best way, which is why the so-called smart bandages are so useful, because it takes the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, so these smart bandages you were showing us, they have rectangular shapes, and when you stretch them far enough, they become square. That's a good way to be able to measure it.
Yep.
And crepe dressings don't work very well.
No, it's been found through experiments that a crepe bandage doesn't provide sufficient pressure to compress the lymphatic vessels where the venom tends to move, and it doesn't maintain the pressure long enough for the person to get to hospital. Whereas the elasticised bandages have been found to do that and be more effective.
Yeah. I'm here with Jeff Coombe from Living with Wildlife, learning all about snakes and misconceptions about them. And one way we can avoid getting bitten is just to be very still.
In the first instance, leave them alone. Secondarily, if there is one in the very close vicinity, rather than attempt to jump out of the way or kick it or to throw things at it, is to stand quite still and allow the snake to move away when it's ready. The only aspect of that which is disconcerting is if you're not wearing protective clothing like jeans and good footwear.
Yeah, I was really interested to hear from you that it's almost impossible for, say, a brown snake to pierce through jeans or boots.
Yes. I know that from experience, where because of the multiple times I've worked with these animals in close contacts, training courses, etc., that they are incapable of biting through genes and having an effective bite into your legs, for instance. And that's because of the shortness of the fangs and the structure of the fangs, as we saw.
Mm. What are some ways that we can avoid having them on our properties or in our house?
The most simple is, in putting it colloquially, don't provide bed and breakfast. So if you have issues with mice around the property, then try and control them at least. You probably can't eradicate them, but try and control them. But the second thing, probably more important, is to ensure that where people move on a regular basis, alongside a driveway, around a house, particularly adjacent to any doorways, around sheds and so on, that there is no cover for the snakes to hide under.
Well, thanks so much for your time today and for teaching me so many things that I wasn't aware of.
It's good. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Hello, you're a very brave man. You got up in front of us and stood near a venomous snake. What's your name? Tell us about yourself.
Michael. I'm a retiree from Clayton Bay, just here for the experience.
And so you obviously don't have a fear of snakes?
I probably thought I did, but I just wanted to break that. Yeah, thanks.
But it made you realise, didn't it, that once you're still as a pole, they're not going to hurt you?
Yeah, I did. And I also learnt too that they're quite amazing animals, which is more than I expected. So I got more out of it than I expected. Yeah, they're quite. I've got a new appreciation for them.
What do you appreciate more now?
Well, I'm less scared of them. So, you know, I'm less inclined to run them over on the road now. I think I'll sort of give way to them.
What's your name?
Mandy McPeak.
And you're a volunteer in the Morrielands?
Yes, I am, with Landcare.
And what's your biggest takeaway from today's session?
Learning about the latest thinking on first aid. I didn't know how to do the bandaging, what type of bandage to use, and the effect of tight bandaging on parts of your body, you know, like the thumb and so forth. I thought that was really useful.
Hello, what's your name? And
Peter Williams.
And what sort of volunteer work do you do?
I'm like do maintenance for Malang Community Centre, which is also type of part of the primary school there.
Yeah. And do you come across snakes in that work?
No, not so far, thankfully. But there are snakes around Malang. Every season there seems to be a few reported. And yeah.
So what are some of your takeaways from today?
That snakes are not aggressive. Yes. And I always thought they were. Yes, keep still, what the old saying, keep still. And slowly back away is the right thing to do.
They put on a good show, don't they?
They do, especially the brown snake.
I always thought that they were aggressive as well, but it's all about protecting themselves.
It is. It's all about protecting themselves, no sudden moves, and I think most people would be right, yeah.